Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Luke 16:22-23. The story which is told by Jesus involves two very different individuals, both in life and in death. Death will change everything for the living. One man was rich and possessed the fine things of earth. The other was a beggar without the essentials of this life. But in death, there was a separation from the life which they knew upon the earth. The rich man of earth became the beggar of hell, and the poor man of earth became wealthy in Abraham's bosom. Joy in life became sorrow in eternity, and sorrow on earth became contentment in heaven. The rich man was separated from his wealth, and the poor man was separated from his poverty. The happiness of earth became the torment of hell, while the torment of earth became the joy of heaven. Jesus speaks of the manner of separation of these two souls in his discussion of the judgment. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. Matthew 25:32. In that judgment, Jesus will separate the blessed from the cursed. In a parable in which Jesus taught the kingdom of heaven, he spoke of the separation of the wheat and the tares, which he explained were the good and the evil. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Matthew 13:38-43. In the parable of the net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Matthew 13:47-49. At the end of time there will be a judgment and a separation will take place. Just as there was a separation in Jesus' story of the rich man and Lazarus, so there will be a separation when the judgment of God descends upon humanity. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi 3:18. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.